was the most gentle neighborhood at the time. And that was in my Jewish day, Tisha B'Av. Mm-hmm. And that burnt about all four blocks. The story was they tried to use the distinction with gasoline, not water.
You mean what? On purpose? Or you mean
on purpose. That the people who had the Jews are the ones to destroy that neighborhood. So that's what happened.
Then where did you live at? Today?
Then we lived in, up in, if I would say, the street was itself. It was up in the main of Jewish neighborhood.
Oh, you moved from the
Jewish neighborhood. And there, even my grandpa, Mamas, was living right near us. And at that time, my mother started up a bakery in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was doing a little work in a, he was a bookkeeper for Lombard Company. He was very religious, so he went more to the rabbi, he went to work. That's right.
How many children?
Six.
Six. So
three girls, three boys.
Three girls and three boys. And were you the youngest?
No. Sarah was the youngest.
So Sarah was the youngest, and then you?
No.
No.
I came after Ruchel. Pastor Gershon.
Alright, so who...
Darnot is the first,
yeah,
Ruchel the second.
Mm-hmm.
George was the third, I'm the fourth, Erev was the fifth, and Sarah the sixth.
Well, I knew you were among the younger children, so I didn't know. All right. How long did you live there till you came to America?
I lived there 19 and a half years, because I started out in January, and April is my birthday.
All right, now, did you do any work, or did you just go to school?
I went to school, then I helped Mommy.
With the bakery?
Yeah.
All right. What kind of schooling did you have?
I had the, you would call it the parochial, my high school.
Mm-hmm.
Parochial, I went through school, and I had the Jewish, I had quite a bit.
Okay, so this was a Jewish school you went to?
Yeah, but I had to go when I take the Russian. We had to have the, but the Jewish school never had the other language. That
so
was strictly Yiddish.
So you had to go both?
Both.
They want to know if you remember the synagogue.
Yes.
And what it was like. Was it a big synagogue?
It was a big synagogue, and that was the very religious synagogue. You know where my father and mother belonged, my grandfather. It was a very big, clean, white synagogue.
They asked, what were your relations with the non-Jewish people in your community?
Oh.
Did the Jews and the Goyim get along?
Very nicely. In fact, as I say, you know, we lived in a gentle neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
In us and Blind Life Rose, was a very scary to go from Cheder, but she had to come in the evening. So she used to come in the corner of the street. She used to yell, Mama, Tate. And the Goyim used to go out and take her home. When I grew up, my sister says, what's the matter with never yelled? Did you send her? I says, I'm not afraid for nobody. I'm gone.
Do you remember any talk from... political organization?
No.
Or did you ever belong to any? Or you never, like a socialist party or anything like that? All right. Zionist Bund? Nothing there.
Goch belongs to the Zionists. You know.
She did, in Europe. But you didn't.
I was too young, they didn't accept that thing.
Do you remember anything about it from her? I mean, that you remember from her with us?
Well, they started, that was the intellectual, the youth's intellectual, where they tried. See, as in a real underground, they recognize they shouldn't assimilate. They should be Jewish and have the world knowledge about it. That's why I keep on saying, where is the intelligence here? With Russian was the most terrible thing, but the biggest intelligent youth fight for it. Years, 50 years, nothing.
They asked, what was the relationship of the government to the Jews?
Well, the Nazi wasn't bad, but I remember in the other smaller cities where the government used to pay for taxes, even the candlesticks, and they didn't have the money, you know, or the valuable things where they could not, what they needed, but they wouldn't give them a chance to have it. They took it away because they didn't have the money to pay the tax.
But in your city, this didn't go on?
No, not where I
am. The government didn't bother you
in
your city? What did you hear or think about America at this time?
I tell you the truth, I didn't know much. The only thing I remember, as I say, when Bernard, Sam, I think, was poisoned, what he went, and my parents said, now we send him away to one of the land where we'll never see him and never heard of him. America, in our atmosphere, it wasn't an enthusiastic thing. And now it's free. But we thought that, first of all, those people were the Roman religious. They thought that's a pot where it drinks in everybody and anybody. And they talked about not religion. But and many people went where they felt that a dollar is 2 rubles at that time. And a lot of people went and came because accumulated, let's say, $500, they had $1,000 of a retiree. But the general emigration was.
All right. Now, they want to know why you left.
Well, it was after the end war. And as the war was gone home and our city was occupied, and we lived through a terrible, tragic time.
In
the Russia.
Was occupied by?
By Germany.
By Germany.
But Russia tried to fight back, and when they couldn't, they were so wild, the Cossacks came in. And they really murdered, and they done everything, they burned, they done everything. In fact, I wouldn't say much, but I think our children, we were maybe about 5-6 days in a cellar, where the parents bracketed us and wouldn't let us. Because it was terrible, tragic, with the Russian one side and German the other side. And it was burning, I remember as now, when the German from one side and the Russian, and it was burning like the whole city would be in fire.
All right, so this is why you decided to...
Yes, so soon we heard that America's my mother decided to send us away. She says, if I can't do nothing, but please save the children.
And you came to the United States because of the... Now what, she saw in the
time what is going on, and she felt that we'll save us and send us away. Ruchel had a husband with her, and she had a child. And I was young, and she didn't want to have the trouble. After all, Sarah, George went away after that to the army, and Sarah was small children yet. In fact, mother is supposed to come with them when they came. But she 3 days got sick and went. Mother was only 49 years old when she passed away.
But you said in the kitchen there was the sign that she saw about the passage, about the fair to America?
Oh. Well, when it came, as I say, in one Saturday after Germany was settled, they put out in the synagogue bulletins that those who want to go to America could go. some other friends Monday morning paid him for the three of us, and we were passengers. We had to wait a year's time, but we were.
Did you have a definite place to come to here?
Oh, yes. As I say, my brother was in New York, supposed to be, and he's supposed to take me off, and I had a hand here, my mother's a sister. So, in fact, she took me off.
Now, because were you part of the group traveling together?
Yes.
And you were, weren't you? There was the whole group from your city to travel.
Yeah. Not only from our city, we met a bit, a lot of cities over there, the immigrants. We were 1,000 passengers at the time in the ship.
Now, how did you travel? Did you get on, they took a train from
We took a train to Warsaw.
Mm-hmm.
From Warsaw, they took us to Rotterdam.
Mm-hmm.
And after they been in Rotterdam, our ship was waiting, we went up in the ship. And the ship was Notre Dame.
Hmm.
We went up and we were 3 days in the ship and happened to turn around back and the passengers started to scream. They wouldn't tell us. But it was such an uproar that they had to tell us that America went into war. And not to drown us, we have to go back. So we came back to Rotterdam. The hotel was prepared for us. We went in the hotel. But one objection we had, you know, they had one kitchen, a gentle kitchen, as we were a lot of Jews. We started to protest. So they called in the rabbi in Rotterdam and the government, and we had a meeting, and they decided they must give us a kosher kitchen, but not to raise the expense, so we had to have our own services, what we could do, except we'll have a chef, but we're going to do all the little things. Well, we were 6 months, so we had to do it. Had a lot of fun. In fact, I was sick. I was so sick. So that's what it is. I was sick. I couldn't stand to eat food. And I got sick. And they called the doctor, and the doctor says, well, that's all. And that's easy. He used to go for the lunch. Breakfast used to bring me. Oh, it's so good. But I couldn't touch it. So then the doctor, when I got a little bit better, he decided to take me out. But he gave me a pass, Rose, and me and the kid. He says, take her out. Let her go in town and whatever she sees.
Mm-hmm.
And if she has a desire for it, let her get it. So in the beginning, I saw they had pushkas a bit smoked, butterfish. I says, I think I want these. Couldn't hold it. Then I saw beautiful bakeries pastels out of this world. I says, I want these. So little by little, I got it,
And you got better?
Got better.
Was there anybody, when you came to this country, was there anybody that met you here?
Yes, my hand.
All right. But any organization?
No.
All right. Did you bring anything with you to this country?
Oh, yes. I mean, money. I had some money. I had beautiful clothes. That America was maybe 5 years later. I took it into a dressmaker, and she says, "Oh, that's European. Beautiful clothes."
Is your name the same as it was in Europe? Was it Rubenstein?
Yes. Yes.
What first impressed you when you came to the United States?
I wasn't too much interested even before New York.
Mm.
But then especially I came right after Monday, I came to Pittsburgh. And I'll never forget until today, like would be today. It was the most miserable expression that I ever had in my life. The homes, the dressing, the girls, I was a young girl, the girls dressed in the women, everything was in the smoke, was so bad, it was terrible.
was ugly to you?
Absolutely ugly. Even the department stores we had much nicer at that time. What did I find here?
They want to know if you remember your first day in Pittsburgh, what you did the first day you came to Pittsburgh.
The first day I didn't do nothing. I was taken to a home, as I say. I came in the morning from New York and I was with a family. And a lot of friends, they came to see me. And that was Monday. Tuesday, everybody went to work, and I was a bit alone. I think that Wednesday, I went to town. He said, you don't like here? Come on, we'll show you downtown.
Did you ever feel you weren't treated nice because you were an immigrant? No.
This I can say. I'll tell you an anecdote if it wouldn't go on the tape. I went to Frank Acidas buying a blouse. And I saw a blouse where I liked it and I came out. And it was a week Saturday. I came Monday, Saturday. And I saw the blouse. And I paid him with cash, silver money, I think, silver dollars. And they say, what's your name? I said, and Elena, you know, Rubinstein. He says, how do you spell? So I spelled him. He says, how are you spelling American? I says, you spell it. I did.
Right, now I hear they want to know what disappointed you during your first few years here.
Well, the standard of living. I mean, it wasn't anything to be happy about it. It was a terrible economic tragic life here. People lived in three rooms and had five boarders. When I saw that, I couldn't get it over. To me, it was terrible.
After you were here, say, 5-6 years, were you happier about being
here? Oh, yeah, much happier.
Or you felt you could have a
good life? That's right. Then? Because I had moved to Humboldt, I had my own home.
All right, that's what I want to ask here. Where was your first home?
My first home.
Yeah.
My first home, and I wasn't bad. I went to Cliff Street near the park, I don't know, near the reservoir. I had three rooms. I had a bed, a private, three rooms. And then from there, I moved to St. Avenue up to near the hospital, the whole hospital, and there I was private. And then I went right to Humboldt. So as far as that, I really didn't have nothing to complain.
The house in Homewood?
Yeah.
This was a house that you bought?
A house, yeah. Nice house, too.
How many rooms was it?
Eight.
Remember? Eight rooms. Yeah, nice big house. All right, now, did you work when you first came here? You got married right after, didn't you? All right. See, this is all on people who worked here, all of these questions. Did you go to school here? How did you?
I went to night school.
Night school, to learn English?
Yeah.
All right. How long did you go to night school, do you remember?
I think about 6-7 months.
Did you have any Gentile friends at that time here?
Yeah, I did.
Were these from night school people?
No, it really was a neighborhood.
They want to know if you ever went to a concert.
Yeah.
You liked music?
I went to concerts, operas.
Did you ever go to the Yiddish theater?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember where it was, where they had...
Yeah, well, in the beginning, they had it, well, the Shelmer Theater was, but the better ones used to come to downtown to the old Nixon.
Oh. Do you remember any of the Pittsburgh newspapers?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what some of them were, the names of any of the papers?
You mean the English?
Yeah, or the Yiddish.
Yiddish used to come from New York. They had a paper here, well, the Morgan Journal used to come here,
mm-hmm.
but it was all from National. But at that time from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Gazette,
mm-hmm.
and in the press was...
When you came here, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
I wouldn't say religious.
Do you feel changed in that way after you came here? That your religious way changed?
Yes. I must say yes, because as I wasn't strictly Orthodox, but I did change. Well, let's say I'll eat today in any restaurant, in any place.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't deny that I changed.
Did you go to a synagogue here in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
In those
yes.
early years?
Yeah.
Do you remember where it was?
Palazadic, and in the hill was the, that's the Charlotte it was called a different name.
Do you remember?
It was in,
Where it was, in the hill?
Yeah, it was in, I think it was the Charlottesville, and it was in near Fulton Street.
Was this a little shul?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you answered this before. If you experienced any change in your health due to the climate or the food
yes.
here in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
You were very unhappy from the mm-hmm. food, weren't you?
From the food and the most from the hair. I did suffer for it.
Where did you go for medical care in Pittsburgh?
Private doctors.
And no organization or clinic mm-hmm. or anything? What was the first organization that you belonged to, besides the synagogue?
Yeah.
Did you ever join the Zionists here or the
yeah.
labor group?
The labor Zionists.
The labor Zionists.
Yeah.
Did you belong to some organizations that were set up to give money, to give charity?
Yes. The United Federation.
Was there a United Federation?
Yes. They called that time the philanthropy.
Did any of the organizations
I belonged to the baby home, to the old home of age.
Did any give you push these, you know, the boxes to save money?
Yeah.
No.
The National Fund, Jewish
yeah.
National Fund,
yeah.
still have it. You know, you say for the National Fund, I don't want to say it, I'll tell you later.
Where did you go to have a good time? Where would you and your husband have gone?
Mm-hmm. I would go. It was a sent to heaven, a labor license. And there it was different entertainment, different lectures used to bring. We used to attend very often.
So did you go with girlfriends, or would you go with your husband?
With my husband,
couple?
And then I went with the friends. Well, the children mm-hmm. were small, and one of them was no babysitters at that time.
Did you ever hear of the YMCA?
Yes.
But did you have anything to do with it? They wonder if there were any other non-Jewish agencies that you knew about or that helped you or
my best friend. For the last years I owed them for the help and for the
These are questions that I that really you've already answered. Uh-huh. Like, did you have family here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
And this you already answered too. During the first 5 years, did you maintain? Did you stay in touch with people in Europe? And you did, of course. Right. Are you an American citizen?
Yeah.
How did you get your citizenship?
Through my husband.
Okay. Do you remember what year that was?
I think it was in 1918.
Do you remember when you first voted?
Yes. It was in 1920.
Do you remember what party you belonged to then?
At that time, I belonged to the Socialist Party.
The Socialist Party.
I voted Socialist. I didn't belong, but mm-hmm. I voted Socialist. Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because they were more liberal between comparison. So I picked in advance. It was a time when we had a lot of representatives.
Mm-hmm.
But then I changed for the Democrat Party. When it came the for the study registration.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget that was Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to run, and I went to the Candace building, the register, and I was in the line, and I was interested to find out people who were going to register. And then it came my next, and he says, would you believe? I said, socialist. Then I got back, I says, oh no, the Democrats. He says, are you sure now? I says, I am sure. And since then, I vote the Democrat.
Were you ever active in the Socialist Party or the
no.
Democrat, either one?
No.
You never worked for the party or did anything for them. When did you first meet your husband?
In 1913.
How did you meet him?
Through friends. He was from suburban from our city.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't from our city. So one of my cousins brought some friends and we met.
Do you remember how old you were when you first met him?
Yeah, I was not quite 14 years old.
And how old was he?
He must be about 18 or 19.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then you got married
in 19, yeah, after, because I was engaged in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came here and we got married.
What was the marriage date?
The marriage date was September 9th, 1970, on Sunday.
Okay. Now, your marriage was not prearranged, was it? Okay. Did they do this often?
What do you mean?
In your city, where the parents would arrange the marriage?
Oh, they do.
Oh,
they
mean, without you not...
Yeah, know. That was maybe before my time. It was many of in my time. But this wasn't. Therefore, when he said he's going to America, and he had his father, so... Or mother. His mother was very anxious to be engagement. So I was with the girls outside, and they made the engagement.
Did any of your friends or your family marry somebody who wasn't Jewish?
No.
How did you feel about this?
I felt very bad about it.
This would have been a bad thing to do.
Still don't believe in it.
They want to know here if you had problems in... adjusting when you were first married that would have to do with being an immigrant in Pittsburgh. You don't feel this.
Maybe I would have problems, mm-hmm. but we know each other and it was not problems.
All right. Did your children receive Jewish education?
Yeah.
What did they? The boys were.
They went to Cheder, to school, to Cheder. And quite a beating as a telephone for a joke when George died. If a band where I belong, they put on the council announcement. And I didn't look at it and I didn't watch. So maybe 6 weeks later I came to a meeting and the president takes out the camera. He says, did you see the put in now? I says, no, because usually we contribute to the organization. So he took it out and showed me. Well, I was a little embarrassed, but I didn't say nothing. I came home and I started to look for the magazines. So Milton was already ready to go to bed and he says, what is it? What are you looking for? So I told him, well, I find it. And I wouldn't tell you. I gave him, he still read it, and it wasn't Yiddish. It took a little bit more time, but he read it.
He could read it.
And I was shocked.
Yeah.
You're coming a year's past. But he still read it.
When did you join the
Labor Zionist?
Yeah, the Labor Zionist.
In 1927.
So that was with your husband, you both?